Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's hard not to get nostalgic when it's the Friday before the Super Bowl when you live in Pittsburgh and you work in a town and you root for a team that has more Super Bowl titles than 30 other teams. Only the Patriots have matched them with six. And maybe eventually the Chiefs get there. They'll get to four and we'll probably have a discussion about them versus the 70 Steelers on Monday if Mahomes is able to pull it off two days from now. They've been in eight. The only team that's been in more is New England with 11. And that was all or mostly all in the Belichick-Brady era. They lost to the 85 Bears and they lost in 96 to Brett Favre and the Packers, and everything else was the great Brady versus Belichick almost 20-year dynasty, which is why, I'm sorry, Nick Wright and other people out there, even if the Chiefs win on Sunday, it's not the greatest dynasty in NFL history because the team won six and was the team to beat for almost 20 years. But anyways, I opened with that clip from a guy named Michael McQuaid, who was at the Super Bowl with Pat McAfee. I mean, McAfee and his guys are just so fired up for the Steelers going over to Dublin in September. He's a dude that is the CEO of a company called Pro Football Ireland. So this is over there in Dublin, and for American football fans in Ireland, it's their Super Bowl. And you know what else? It feels like the Steelers' Super Bowl, too. I tweeted that out before the show, that the Steelers would be playing in a Super Bowl in 2025. It's a Super Bowl of their own creation. This is the game the Roonies have wanted since they played a preseason game in Ireland in 1997. And don't get me wrong, I'm excited for people that want to go over there and enjoy the game. I would love to hear from people who have been to Ireland, who might want to call in later and say, hey, this is my take on Dublin. Steelers fans are either going to be stoked to be there or they're going to be underwhelmed and maybe it's overrated. I don't know, but I will open up the phone lines at 412-928-9370 to get people's thoughts on that. We ran a poll question before the show asking a very straightforward question. What do you think is a bigger deal for Art Rooney? What will he get more excited for, basically, was the question. The Steelers game in Ireland in September or the Steelers' next playoff win? And close to 90% of the people that root for the Steelers and listen to this show said the game in Ireland. We've had Mike Florio and others come on, and even callers have astutely said this. Once the comment got made by Jim Rooney about outperforming the mean, that it feels like the Steelers are being run more like a business than a team that's primarily focused and concentrated on winning. And that their big victories now are when they make money, when they see green and not red on balance sheets. And how do you argue that when there seems to be such acceptance of status quo? If I wanted to, and maybe at some point we'll do this, I could open up the phone lines and say, how close are the Steelers to playing in the real Super Bowl, the game that is going to get played 2 days from now? And no one would say close. Everyone would agree it would be pretty redundant. It would be a pretty, probably a boring topic because everybody would come up with some unique creative way to say the same thing. And that's that they're way closer to being a pretender than they are a contender. So this news, the worst kept secret in football in the NFL, comes out. Steelers to Ireland in 2025, and a cute video gets made of some dude in Steelers gear in an Irish pub, and he's got pints of Guinness around him, and they're playing the Irish music. You hear the shillelagh getting played and everything else, and And man, if you've got Irish descent, you're a Steelers fan, I bet it tugs at heartstrings and strikes an emotional nerve or chord with you. I'd rather the Steelers win a playoff game than never, ever, ever play a game in Ireland. What matters to me is on-the-field success. Not taking the game back to the motherland or growing the game of football internationally. And I would just ask you, all you diehard Steelers fans out there, what do you think is a bigger priority for the Steelers right now? Getting back to the Super Bowl, or to quote Michael McQuaid, all of the things they've got up their sleeve for this game in Ireland in September. They feel like a team that's more focused on their big events like that and like the draft in 2026 than they are doing the difficult work and making the tough decisions to start winning playoff games and competing for Super Bowls again. You know, that kind of reminds me of, Donnie, another team that if you go back and you look at the entire history of the Super Bowl, if you look at just the 58 years of this game, you'd have to argue, if you just looked at it that way, as a very successful franchise. That would be the Dallas Cowboys. But the Dallas Cowboys are now synonymous, not with winning, but with caring about, like, the big business, big events, things like that. And the Steelers are stoked that they're going to Ireland. That's the closest thing they'll have to a Super Bowl. A neutral site game that they can get excited for. And look, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, but when you're 2 days away from the Super Bowl and you've grown up, you've been inundated with Super Bowl moments and Super Bowl memories of your team winning this game, 6 Lombardis, 4 in the 70s, a true dynasty, Ben Roethlisberger doing it twice, going to 3 in that era, like, it's just, it's a bummer. We'll try to, I guess, have uplifting conversation, and I am genuinely curious to hear from people about, like, what the Ireland experience would be for Steelers fans who might want to go over there. But I mean, I think if you asked Art, would you rather go to a real Super Bowl or play a game in Ireland, I think he would answer Super Bowl. But our listeners absolutely, in almost universal fashion, Donnie, think that he'd rather play this game in Ireland than win a playoff game next year. And based on their actions, how do you even attempt to argue that? Could you? How do you argue that with the lack of moves? They haven't fired one person since they lost a playoff game where they gave up 300 rushing yards and got crushed in the first half again and came out flat again.
Yeah, it's hard to dispute based on their actions more than their words that they are more focused on, at least from an ownership level, more focused on winning a playoff game, getting back to the actual Super Bowl, than they are to host the first regular season game in Ireland, host the NFL draft. It's hard to dispute it. You would think, saying that, you would think, that sounds ridiculous. What team, what owner would think that way? Well, the actions that, or I guess the lack thereof of actions that are being taken shows us that might be the real case here, the real story.
It's a countdown for them to play this huge game in Ireland. That's their Super Bowl. Art Rooney's going to want them to go over and beat the Packers and, like, defend their turf there and win that game. And he's going to want to win that game probably more than any game he's been the owner, like, going back to the Packers Super Bowl, I would bet. It's just frustrating, man. And I hate to, maybe Mulsey would come in here and he would do like a leprechaun voice and he would get more excited about this game and top of the morning and all that business. But I can't.